Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Graham on the line, coming to us from Ottawa, Canada. Is that correct, Mikhail?
That is right, Ottawa, Canada.
Awesome. Well, we have Mikhail Laxton here on the line from Canada, and it's currently Wednesday where you are, so we're kind of time-traveling here. It's a little bit of a Back to the Future type shit.
Yeah, mate, I'm living in the past.
It's crack up. How are things in Canada at the moment? Are people a bit stressed out with Trump saying that Canada is U.S. territory?
You know what? People are annoyed, but there's this incredible pride and patriotism that's happening. And even, you know, even I'm feeling it, to be honest. I mean, I've been here for 9 years, and I love the people here. They're just a very wonderful, humble, generous, strong people. Yeah, love them to bits.
Nice. And they make some good food, man. Like, poutine's pretty great. Maple syrup.
Poutine's pretty good, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's awesome. How was it, because you're originally from Australia, you know, how was it adjusting to, I guess, the North Hemisphere way of doing things, you know, summer and, like, what, the middle of the year rather than the end of the year?
So when I first moved here, it was, like, late February, and it was, like, 30 degrees when I left, and it was, like, minus 28, 29 degrees when I got here, and yeah. I'd never experienced snow, and I'd never experienced anything under zero, really. I think the coldest I'd ever been was freezing, like just zero.
Yeah.
And it just took my breath away. So that I'm still getting used to, the cold, but I am slowly getting used to it. I sweat in, like, you know, 10, 12 degree weather now. So when everybody else is freezing, I'm kind of all right.
Yeah, never seen snow before. That's crazy. That's, oh my god, that's so,
yeah,
that's magical.
And now I've seen too much.
Oversaturation, yeah. I want to touch on, I guess, your one of your marketing strategies, because you're a pretty prolific vlogger. You've got like 80 videos on your channel. You know, how do you think that helps you as an artist? You know, what does it enable?
I don't know if it helps, actually. I honestly just started vlogging because I wanted to. It was just something that I was interested in doing, whether people would have tuned in or not. But you know, most of it is actually just music, like just me playing music in different settings. But recently this year, I've been working on an album, and I just randomly turned on the camera one day and was like, I'm just going to vlog my little journey whenever I want. Some of it's boring, I think, but I think the young artists out there will be interested in seeing the behind the scenes of, you know, some music making or songwriting or studio sessions or something like that. So, you know, whoever wants to watch, it doesn't really matter. I don't care, but I'm going to be doing it anyway. So,
No, it's cool to keep a video diary. That's
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now we're here to talk about your new track, I Like the Way, which is a sunny, heartfelt homage, pardon my French, to your wife. How did you all meet?
We met in Australia. We were a part of an outreach organization back in Brisbane for a couple of years. But I met her. I'd been a part of that organization on and off for about 8 years. And the last time I joined, that's when I met her. She came over from Canada to help run a cafe. And I'm a bit of a handyman, so I was like doing a bit of carpentry and stuff like that just getting the place into shape. And then I also was new to Brisbane, and I was struggling to get gigs. So I used the cafe to play some shows of mine. And we just worked really well together, creating that atmosphere and the music and the community there. It was just, I don't know, it was just a very powerful partnership, you know? So yeah, when we met there, you know, two short years later, we were here and married, and life has been good. And today's actually, I want to give a shout out to my wife, because today is our wedding anniversary, and right after this, I'm taking her out.
Oh, that's lovely. That's so beautiful. What do you two have planned for your anniversary?
I can tell you now, because she's not listening, but she's a huge foodie, mm-hmm. and so I'm taking her out for some yakitori, some Japanese, and then we're We're heading out to a really good pizza spot, like authentic Sicilian pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm taking her out for a cocktail or two after that. So,
oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
You know how to treat a lady.
I'm trying.
No, that's so sick, man. That's so sick. Mm-hmm. Now, you've said that she kind of tamed you a bit in the song, and she helped you heal and changed you into a bit more of a stable person. You know, how do you compare pre-marriage Mikhail and post-marriage Mikhail?
How do I compare? Okay, so before we got married, the bloke I was before them really was quite a broken person. Very rough around the edges. Uneducated. and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean that in the sense of like I didn't know how to be in healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a lot of healthy relationships in my life growing up. All of them around me were very dysfunctional, very toxic, very manipulative, and just, you know, I thought I knew what love was, and that wasn't really it. You know, I had moments of beautiful moments with people and family and whatever and relationships, but when I met my wife, it was the first person that I'd met that really loved me for who I was right now, not what I could be.
Mm.
And you know, she didn't really want me to change and per se, but I just, through her love and through her steadiness and her balancedness, you know, her level-headedness, it just kind of, I don't know, I was like, I want that, you know, I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. And I've found my way alongside her, if that makes sense, and she's just allowed me to find myself and explore and do things, and it's just pure love has made me a better person by I don't know if that's the right word, but by proxy, you know, like just by
her osmosis, kind of.
Yeah, osmosis. Yeah, it's just I've got a lot of peace and a lot of love, and in my life, and it's seriously, it's thanks to her. So yeah.
Oh, shout out to your wife, man! It sounds like she's made a hell of a job. She's done a hell of a job.
Had a hell of a job.
I can imagine. Will the album that you're working on at the moment be, in a general sense, like similarly a tribute to her, or is it more of a tribute to love itself, or what is the album that you're making kind of about at the moment?
Not necessarily. I write songs of whatever's really in my heart at the time, you know, what's whatever's really touching me. So it could be just fun, you know. Like I think a big theme of this album is a bit of fun and hope and joy. There's like songs about learning about life. It's a little more lighthearted than I usually am, and I did that on purpose because that's just who I'm becoming now, you know. Like I'm a bit of a jolly fellow these days, you know, and very happy and I don't know, just I like telling stories and whatever I'm feel like, you know. I've got a song coming out next that is about a friend of mine who, you know, this person has struggled with, you know, a terrible upbringing and a hard life, and she's done nothing but be a good person, and I just the song's called Something's Gonna Give. And I just wanted to write a song about her because, you know, karma is a good, you know, karma will come around and your life will be amazing soon enough, you know. Like, yeah, it just good people have good things, you know, and I really believe that. And then there's other songs where it's just like, let's party, you know.
Overall, yeah. pretty positive vibe, it sounds like, which I'm
I'll share this really quickly. Yeah. I won't share the name of the album, but there's this thing where, like, I've recently, in the last couple of years, I've learned to really live and appreciate the moment for what it is, no matter what's going on. Mm. Like, really living in the moment and feeling all there is to feel in that moment, and not really worrying about tomorrow or yesterday.
Yeah, being present.
That, yeah, that's really changed my life, and that's kind of what the album's about.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a goal for a lot of people to be more present, myself included, man. Mm. It's easy to track yourself in the past and the future. I want to touch on how this track has been getting a decent amount of attention on New Zealand TikTok. Have you been watching the videos that people are using the track on?
I don't think I have. Maybe you've seen more than I have.
Mm.
Because I don't know why I don't get the notifications, but there's been two so far that I've seen, and I'm very busy lately. But if people are posting with the song, please send me it, because I would love to repost it and use it and check it out. It just makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me feel very good, selfishly speaking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those views, the some of the videos have been getting like a few 10,000 views and likes, so I think that's great way to... Yeah. That's what I heard.
Oh, you gotta share that with you. You gotta send it to me.
Oh, man. I'll get who organized this interview to... send those to you. I haven't seen the videos myself. I've just seen the analytics.
Right on.
But yeah. Have you been to New Zealand?
I went there when I was a kid. So big shout out to one of my best buddies back in the day, Billy Sellers, and his dad, the late Steve Sellers, and his stepmom Tanya Deva. They took me over when I was about 11 or 12 years old. I was just their neighborhood friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, hey, you want to come to New Zealand with us? So they loved me to bits and took me over when I was a kid, and I had the experience of my life, and I've always wanted to get back there, so this is like the best excuse ever to get back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we can have you coming out there out here soon. You can't unveil the album's title. Can you unveil when it'll come out, a rough estimate, and or the next track which will be coming out?
I can just let you know, there will be tracks every 6 to 7 weeks between releases, and it will go on until November.
Oh, wow.
So November's last track, yeah.
Quite a while, huh?
Yeah, stretching it out, but there's lots of music and, lots of fun in between. And I'll be doing some collaborations too outside of the album that I'll be releasing as well. I want to, if you guys know any, if you lot know any up and coming artists that I should be collaborating with in New Zealand before I get there, let me know.
Mm.
And just hit me up and let me know, because I really want to do that.
For sure. I really appreciate your time this morning, and I want to say a big thank you. I hope that the anniversary plans go swimmingly. I'm sure they will. It's hard to screw up food, especially food you're not making. Do you have any final thoughts or words you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I just want to say thank you to everybody who's shown love to the track and to myself. I really appreciate it, and I hope to be amongst all of you soon.
Awesome.
Much love.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and all the best.
Take care. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Ka kite. All right, folks. That was Mikhail Laxton. I'm really enjoying saying that name. We're talking about his new track, I Like The Way, which we're going to play for you right now. You can find it wherever you get your tunes. Coming up in 15 minutes, we have a surf report. You're listening to the Adju Breakfast Program on The One. Keep it locked.
I like the way you call me, baby. Warm like the sunshine on my face. I like the way you tame my crazy. You're the one who keeps me sane.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.